Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right.
You don't hey, talk,
welcome,
you know?
welcome to Coach is laughing because we just talked about something. High School Hoops. Before we jump in today, a couple shout outs to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. They will take unbelievable care of you. They have the best customer service. They are a Midwestern company from Minnesota. Mention High School Hoops, mention me, and they will take really good care of you. They give you $400 off your next purchase. They'll, you know, I know there's a
instant game changer for your program.
Unbelievable.
Sure,
right? Unbelievable. I mean, I was just telling you that I don't think we're going to be able to get in our gym because we're doing construction this summer. I'm figuring how I can get my Dr. Dishes moved to where we're going to go. I need the volume. I need the volume. I need the skill sets. Anyway, mention us. You'll get to $400 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for resources, handouts, videos, one-on-one calls, office hours, everything you need to become a better coach is there. And like we said last week, it is the best time, in my opinion, to work. It's when I'm working on my craft. It's when I have energy and I'm excited about next season and what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. And I'm working on my offense and I'm figuring out things. This is the time to do it. 14-day free trial. Go over and check it out. And like I said, also last week, you can help me pay for my dog's knee surgery. So if you didn't listen to last week, go back, hit stop right now. Go back to listen last week. Unbelievable off topic discussions from Jake and I. Anyway, I think it's what makes this podcast great. So whatever. If you don't like it, what am I going to say?
Maybe next time you should have a poster of your dog behind you.
Hey, Sanibel. Sanibel, come here. Sanibel. Sanibel. She must be sleeping. Disney was just in here. Seconds ago. They're my Florida dogs for all of you once. If I had food. Oh, here she is. Okay, I'm going to move the camera down for people watching. There she is.
Hi.
Oh, and here's the other one. They're both here. They're both in. If you're watching this on YouTube, they're both on. So this one's, that's Sanibel. She's a little bit whiter. And this is Disney. Disney's right here. Yes, I see both
of
you.
Yeah, see, that's the key. A dog always loves you. There you go. Wins or losses. Both of them got a dog always on your side.
Yep, they can always. Every coach needs a dog. Okay. So this week's topic, Coach, I have lots of opinions on this week's topic.
So this week's topic is just a small, quick, fun topic because we're trying to bridge to our previous week. We kind of talked about that our whole focus this in the summer months is working. And in the later spring months, it's all about working on our craft as coaches and what we can do to better ourselves, to better our programs and our teams. And so this week is just giving us that time to develop those topics so we can get ready for that.
Yep. So this week it's been good so far. Something. It's been good.
Yeah. I had to come up with something that would be engaging the conversation because it's fun to talk about. And so in our state, and I'm sure it's happening in other states, there's been some huge arguments about how much winning by how much is enough. I mean, or how much, how do I put it away? It's like how much
blowouts. Let's talk blowouts. About it. 111 to 12.
Right.
Okay. What's your thoughts on that, coach? I can tell you what my thoughts are. You want to hear my thoughts? I don't want to make this X-rated or I want to be able to hit clean when I upload this, but it is unbelievable that people beat another team 111 to 12.
It's so wrong. you think that it shouldn't happen?
Never.
I completely agree with you.
First of all, what goes around comes around. First of all, second of all, what are you teaching your kids? No one's telling your kids not to play hard. That's the argument. Oh, we're not going to. No, if you're playing a team that you're 95 points better than, then you should come down and work on your delay game. You should work on making, you know, we're only going to score off a backdoor cut. We're only going to score after we've passed. There are skills.
No, you're exactly where I feel because I've been in that situation or where you have just gotten like my first couple years coaching. We had some years where we were not very good and we get killed by 40 points and these guys would still be pressing us at the end of the fourth quarter. And it's like, what are you trying to do? You know, and I've been in that situation and it's just so demoralizing for young athletes. And we talk about the student athlete and that type of thing. It's just sports. I disagree. I disagree that high school athletics is just sports and it's just sports. I disagree with that. And I often think of that it's about opportunities, right? And so if you're up by so much.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What are you doing with those players? Are you allowing your second bench players, your lower level players that don't play a lot? They should be playing the whole second half. You know what?
Right.
Sit your starters. There should also
be a mercy rule. So if your state doesn't have a mercy rule, when you get up 30, it should just kick. The clock shouldn't stop at that point. I mean,
they should. That's the first thing. I do think our state in particular, I know that I think they do that. Football.
We have a mercy rule, but trust me, you know that some of the scores that happened this year and it still happened.
Right. It was like we've had some scores this year. It was like some teams only had 12 points. And this year, I would say, and maybe I just because it's where every score, you can see every score across the state and you don't have to look at a newspaper, you know, but like you can literally go to probably your local high school website where they put all the game scores. And I'm sure all different states have that. In our state, it's called Wisconsin, WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, and where you can basically see all the scores basically instantaneously. And you can see all the box scores every night. And it's pretty quick and easy to get to. And I was looking even in the tournament, like some of these scores this year were outrageous. And I don't know, maybe me
I'm not sure what lessons being taught when you win.
Yeah, but are you thinking that this is my question to you as a veteran coach? You know, I've been doing this for maybe 15 years and you've been doing this for over 30 years. I mean, or more, right? Are you thinking that discrepancy is getting bigger? Because that's what I think. I think some teams are blowing out teams more than I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think the haves and have-nots has gotten bigger. I do. Okay. I do believe that. I'm just not sure. Again, why I've stayed doing what I'm doing is I think high school athletics is a unique and really cool thing. That builds a community, builds school, builds athletics together. And what are you teaching by doing that? You're demoralizing another team.
But I also think that you're discrediting yourself and building a relationship with other coaches, because you never know when you might need film from somebody else. And it's about being respectful and being respectful to that coach. Right. And a coach knows when their team is not as good as you and you slow down the gas, any coach is going to be respectful and admirable to that because you respect their team. You don't want to go out and embarrass people.
When you win in these blowouts, it isn't even me like, well, you didn't call off the dogs and it's like a 30-point game and he's waiting till I sub my sub. I mean, I get some of
that. Yeah, and that happens, right? I mean, and that's that gray area where you got to know, do I have this?
Right, you're
or I don't
30,
have it.
Yeah, you're We're up 30 talking with about 4 minutes and I put my... Yeah. Yeah.
What some of these scores of teams are winning by 80 some points at least.
There's no amount of subs that you can. Yes, that there's a nuance there. There's 7 minutes to go and I'm pulling off the dogs a little bit. You should probably, I mean, I'm basically saying we're going to win this thing and I'm going to put in, okay, I'm going to let you, you know, but this is not like, there's no question that you're going to win this game. You could probably hand the ball to the other team that every possession you'd still win when you win 112-17 kind of thing. Like, so there is some nuances there as far as a coaching goes, but I think, I don't know, anybody with a rational mind will take care of it and do it the right way.
Yeah, well, then my question would be, why are you playing those teams either if it's a non-conference
game? And sometimes it's conference play, and I've known coaches that's happened. But then you got to do the right thing. It's just do the right thing is what I'm saying.
So if you're listening to this,
don't beat people by 75 points.
Right. I would say that I would disagree with those people that do post those comments saying, oh, it's sports, you know, we don't let it down. I disagree.
Well, my kids playing the hardest. Your kids can play the hardest they want. You don't have to press when you're up 65. You don't have to come down and take the first good shot. You can only take a layup. You can only take a three after 15. There's ways that you as a coach can be the educator and take the high road.
Right. So we know there's multiple ways to win and adapt in a basketball game.
Yeah.
There's also multiple ways to adapt and be and keep the integrity of the game.
Your
and
kids
be
aren't
a good
getting
person
anything.
To other people. Yeah.
If you're winning by that much, your kids are not improving by playing that team. You're going to get more out of your practice. So why do you want to why do you want to risk somebody getting injured? Why do you want to risk any of those things that can possibly happen? It makes no sense to me at all. Okay. It's good, coach. We agreed on something. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's good. All right. Till next week.
See you. Sports Social Podcast Network.